There is no need for alarm. Please do not try and change your dial. Your radio has been hijacked by Streaming Underground. You will now hear 45 minutes of entertainment and information. Resistance is futile.
Fortunately for all of you, today we do feel like doing a little bit of something, which is going to be a dynamic radio show, a little something we like to call a Streaming Underground. We're glad you're here. Thanks for hanging out with us, regardless of the time, hour of the day in which you are listening. We got a good show for you, I think. I think it's going to be one of the best ever. Pretty sure. I don't think I've ever said that.
Never.
Check the tape. I think it's going to be a good show.
Check the game tape.
That guy looks...
little Bruno Mars there.
Yeah, he looks...
Are you going to say he looks like a monkey? That's racist.
No.
Is it because he's with monkeys in that video? This video is actually pretty disturbing. I don't know.
He sort of looks like a monkey even without the...
I don't know.
Like I'm taking their pants off on the show.
He's more goofy looking than I thought.
Yeah,
where I was going.
I'm a Bruno Mars fan. I like him a lot. I think he's good.
Yeah.
Anyway, thanks, Bruno, for bringing us in tonight with our show opener. And, man, I'm looking forward to spending the next half hour, 45 minutes with you because we do bring you... the best in entertainment and information, of which we've got both in store, I believe.
Loads.
So, oh, wow. Anyway, thanks for being here. Scott!
Hi, Scott.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hello. How are you?
Hello, Scottly.
So, welcome one, welcome all.
Oh, hi.
Welcome wagon.
Oh, we have a welcome wagon?
That's what I call it, the welcome wagon.
Welcome wagon? Cool. What is this, 1955? Here you, Fonzie.
It's parked out in the driveway.
Yeah. The welcome wagon.
Hey,
like
welcome
Bonanza.
To you. Welcome wagon. Glad you guys are here tonight.
Hey-o.
We're going to have a good old time.
Mike, I'm glad to see that you got your Juicy Couture jammy pants back.
I had to bring them out of hiding.
I mean, I've been missing those.
I'm telling you, they're the most comfortable pants on the planet.
They look
now,
like it.
There's a couple things you need to know about these pants. Number one, they are, in fact, my wife's.
Ooh,
so,
okay.
You know, whatever you got to do with that. Second, they are made of a high-end, expensive Target brand crush velvet.
Llama.
Llama.
Alpaca.
Oh, man. Hey, which one? Is it llamas that spit or alpacas that spit?
I think
both.
I think alpaca is a llama.
Yeah.
Evil cousin.
What's the difference?
Are crazy ones
more
hairdo.
One's
crazy
more aggressive.
On
yeah, alpacas have like jacked up teeth, don't they?
Yeah.
I dated a girl in high school looked like an alpaca.
Alpaca.
Look like her.
I've seen a few ladies look like
alpacas. I've known a few ladies.
You know what I'm saying? Like looks like when they hit 12 and their adult teeth were coming in, someone just ran up out of nowhere and hit them with a car door. You know, and teeth look like piano keys.
Or the kind that have the baby set and the adult set.
Right. Yeah.
Like extras.
Yeah. Or you get those little snaggle teeth up here in the top, you know?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it looks like you could use them to peel the top side of an apple.
Yeah.
You know, like
open a can of lima beans.
Oh man. Yeah, we know some folks like that.
They're good kissers, those guys.
I don't know about that. It's dangerous. It's a dangerous situation.
Movie doofs.
What happens if you have to get braces? It looks like broken railroad tracks up top.
Big time.
You know what I'm saying? Like in Donkey Kong. Remember you used to have to jump the railroad tracks? That's what that looks like.
What?
And Donkey Kong. Remember you said, you know, you'd be in the car with Diddy and you got to like jump the railroad tracks?
I don't know nothing about that.
Come on. Get out of here. You're like Captain Pop Culture Reference. difference?
Well, come on. Nintendo's for children and women.
Well, they have Donkey Kong Country out now for Wii.
That's got to be a Wii situation.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Apparently, Nintendo is for women and children and people with snaggle teeth.
I'm talking about like old school Nintendo.
Old school. What about the Wii?
NES.
You have a Wii, don't you?
Maybe even SNES.
Do you have a Wii?
Yeah, I do.
I have a Wii.
But I have an 8-year-old daughter and a son that's 2.
They play the Wii. Yeah, that's the same at my house. I do not touch the Wii.
Huh? Yeah, exactly. The one game I did find today online that I thought about getting for the Wii, NBA Jam. Do you remember that?
Oh yeah.
He's on fire.
He's on fire. From downtown. Remember that one?
From way downtown.
Who is the team? Who is your team?
Mavericks.
Mavericks. Not then.
Mavericks.
who was on the Mavericks? Maybe Jamal Mashburn. Maybe
it was always
Jimmy Jackson.
It was either the Bulls or the Mavericks.
John Stockton.
Remember?
He played for the Jazz.
Yeah, he played for the Utah Jazz.
It's a big game.
Come on now,
NBA.
What about Scottie Pippen? Charlotte Hornets.
Oh yeah, that was my little guy,
Alonzo Mourning, and
they had Muggsy Bogues.
Muggsy Bogues, yeah, tiny.
Wooden Mourning.
But then couldn't you unlock Larry Johnson?
Yes,
though?
You could.
Yeah.
And then you could even remember you used to get Big Head.
Yeah.
Yep.
Big Head. You could play Bill Clinton Big Head. Yeah. Did you ever get Bill Clinton Big Head?
He's on fire.
Yeah, that was the best, dude.
Boom shakalaka.
There wasn't anything like that. That was those were good times, man.
I'm just gonna go do
this. It's $12.96 Walmart special, so. I want to see what I can do.
$12.96 for NBA.
My thing is, I want to play it like Nintendo, though. I don't know if you guys play Wii. You can. I don't want to have to play like
No, you do. You
can chuck and jive.
You just turn the remote sideways.
I know how it works in general. I'm talking about that specific game.
Well, freaking Google it, man.
Yeah.
This is not the forum for you to air your grievances.
It's the same. If you turn it sideways, it's basically. Yeah,
why are you complaining about this?
But all the controls are the same.
You're a grown man. It's time to adapt.
Instead of A, B, there's 1 and 2.
I understand how that works. I'm saying not all games you can use the controller old school style. You have to like wave your hands like a fairy princess and jump around the house.
That stuff.
You don't. No, I hate you all.
So you're just refusing to learn anything new is what you're saying.
I'm saying
you're setting quite an example for your children.
I want to play video games. Game up, I want to sit there on the ottomans without a shirt on.
The ottomans?
And a glass of milk. And I want to just play the video games with my hands.
With a collection of Oreo crumbs in your chest hair.
Exactly.
You just hang around the house in like nothing but your undies.
Well, and velvet ear slippers.
That's why I pay mortgage, you know?
Wow.
Me too.
That's why you do that.
Me too.
Yeah, high five.
Looking forward to hear what happens after Stephanie listens to this episode.
So she knows how it is.
She knows how. I keep her checked.
I was playing. This is sad. But I was playing Red Dead Redemption.
Yeah.
In front of the kids this morning.
Oh, that's good.
Sneaking a little bit.
Wow.
And yeah, it was.
Now, did you take him to church before or after that?
We skipped it.
Oh, just went straight into a Grand Theft Auto.
That's what Sundays are for. So yeah, it's quite educational.
Yeah, in America anyway. Call that's what Sundays
duty.
Are for.
So
do not play Call of Duty around your children, people. I know some folks that do that. You can't do that.
No, it's F-words and
you can't unless your house is like that.
Maimings.
You know? Like if you play the regular game, but if you're playing online with people that you know, then you don't have to worry about cuss words.
No, well,
all right, Scott. Tell us who's in the studio tonight.
Well, you got
me
and Mike Whitty Moore.
That's right.
How you doing, Mike?
Precious Pants?
I'm good. Call me Precious Pants.
And I got.
That is a perfect nickname.
Softball Jim over here.
Softball Fury.
Softball Fury.
You remember?
That sounds like a girls' team.
No, you know who that is?
You don't remember the Warriors?
Look at me, Softball
exactly.
Fury.
You don't remember the Warriors?
The Warriors. I was just going to say
the movie?
That.
Warriors!
I don't think I remember that.
Are you kidding me?
I would not make that up.
Whatever.
You've never seen that movie?
Whatever. I don't live my life in a
YouTube
freaking
the Warriors.
A Netflix cage.
Yes, you do. You just watch bogus crap.
That is an awesome movie.
You just asked me if I saw some crappy movie.
No, Rampage is a great movie.
Who stars in it?
It doesn't matter who stars in it.
Jim Caviezel's brother, John.
Rampage.
Yeah, a.k.a. Judas.
The bald one that no one even knows about.
Right. John
The Warriors
Caviezel.
Is crappy, but Rampage.
No!
Rampage.
Okay.
Who's in the Warriors?
Who cares?
The Furies.
The Softball Furies.
The Jets and the Sharks.
No. You don't understand.
This is not West Side Story.
If you
Story
watch this
stuff.
Movie.
I'm impressed that you got the reference. Well done, sir.
Thank you.
I feel pretty.
Yeah.
I'm so pretty.
Nice. Yeah. And then, of course, we have you in the studio.
Got me, yeah. I got khakis and new sneaks on, so what are you going to do?
Tell me about these sneaks. Are they Airwalks?
They're just Nike. They're kind of like casual.
They're Ewoks.
Bring them up here. Let's see what you got. See what you're working with.
I mean, they're
oh,
nice.
You got low tops, man.
Low tops, you know. I was gonna get the old school Reebok kicks, but I went Nike, you know.
Kinda. Nice. Where'd you pick those up at?
Champs Sports.
Yeah,
they're nice.
What, never heard of it.
Why don't you tell us what you dropped on those?
70 bones.
That's not bad.
Jesus,
I didn't think so.
For a decent pair of shoe. Now your last pair of Nike, the ones that you picked up back in '95, the white tops.
Yeah, yeah.
How much? What'd you get for those?
It's 60-ish. Okay. I got those at Rack Rim Shoe.
Those are the ones that you wore to graduation.
Yeah.
How long have you had those?
I had some Eastlands at graduation. Sexy. Only 2 years.
That's good. 60 yeah. bucks for 2 years out of a shoe?
Oh, yeah. It's like the ladies. They buy, like, you know, $14.99 shoes, but they buy, like, 10 a year.
Right.
I got a pair of shoes at home that I've had.
Well, congratulations, Lee. Who gives a crap? You have a pair of shoes at home. Whoop de friggin' do.
Never mind.
No, tell us about
you
the shoes.
You and your muscles.
No.
Tell
nothing,
us.
Nothing.
I have
a few pairs of shoes at home.
Okay. What kind of shoes do you have?
I have a pair of shoes that I've had, like, since me and Barbie have been together.
Really?
8 years.
Really? Yeah. I think I have an old pair of shoes up
but
up
I
there.
Use them like for yard work and
right.
stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I got the same situation going
but,
on.
But I mean, you can still put them on.
That's right. They work.
Yeah.
Now, my Sacconis, which I absolutely love, I picked them up a year ago last April. So like,
really?
Oh, yeah. So I've had them a year and a half almost, and $45 pair of shoes I got down in Tennessee and love them.
There you go.
You can't complain
that's
with that.
Probably
but you look nice tonight, man.
Yeah, I appreciate
you look good.
That.
I like the
you
khakis.
Do. Yeah, it's kind of a theme. You
what's
know?
Different though? I mean, he always
he
looks
does
nice.
Always look good. I'll give you props for that. I mean, that's with true. Me, it's hit or miss. Like one day I look up, I come out look like the brawny man, you know, who's in hiding, and the next day I'm put together. But
like a brawny lad,
right? Like a brawny lad.
We went golfing last Saturday and. I almost wiped out in the golf cart because I just found myself staring to my right.
That's true.
Just couldn't take your eyes off
it's
of
like
him.
We almost went down the hill.
Wandering hands and fingers.
That's
all right.
It's
kind of a weird situation.
Well, that
would
have been
that's
payback.
Good. I like it.
From
I like it a
the
lot.
Episode last week.
Oh, man. Uh-huh. Good Lord. So you guys had a. You guys went. Tell us about your golf outing a little bit before we hit the. Before we go to our first break. Tell us a little bit about what you were playing for and what was going on.
Well, we were playing in a golf scramble for a local church's food pantry.
Okay.
We golf with Bill Cunningham, and
I think I saw that in the picture.
Yeah, he was in the picture clearly.
He was clearly in the picture.
Yes,
clearly,
he was
second
clearly
from the
in
right.
the picture. Yeah, and then there was a tiny golfer.
Yeah,
yeah,
tiny golfer.
Yeah,
midgets are cute.
He was. I mean that one. We
I don't think midgets
picture.
Are cute. I don't know whoever told you midgets were cute.
Well, the one in our picture,
midgets' mothers think so.
Well,
yeah.
And their midget wives. Midget wives think midgets are cute.
I don't think how many midgets do you know actually? Anybody?
I know a lot.
What? How many?
At least 17.
17 midgets.
Yeah.
You're just a flat out liar tonight.
No, in his office building, there's like you walk on the 6th floor.
Yeah, midget, all midgets.
You'll be overrun by midgets.
Oh, you know, I think I've seen that.
Yeah.
Actually, all yeah. midgets.
They park their little cars in the garage.
They drive smart ones yes. or whatever.
Yeah, the little smart cars.
Nice. Smart cars.
Four at a time.
I like smart cars. So you guys did some golfing.
Yeah.
How'd you do?
Absolutely terrible.
Terrible.
That's a general consensus for us. The other two did well.
If hitting balls in the trees is the object, then we did awesome.
Yeah, we were.
So it was just that rough. Was it like a best ball kind of situation?
Yeah. Billy's ball, and my cousin Mike absolutely crushes with the ball.
Yeah, he does. I've never seen a drive like his. It's like it'll start out like 3 feet high.
Yeah,
and then like once it gets about 150 yards out, then it goes up to like 12.
Yeah,
it's like what the world? It's supposed to go the opposite way.
Nice. Nice. So all in all, it was good. A lot of money was raised for the food pantry.
Supposedly.
Yeah. Okay. Any idea on the number on that, the figure?
I believe.
Like $112,000, something like that.
Yeah. Because Billy Cunningham was there.
Right.
And, you know.
He was slamming down hundos.
Yeah. And he put his name in the split the pot and the drawing for the jersey several times.
Several times.
Okay.
And, I mean, that wasn't cheap.
All right. Well, we're going to take a quick timeout. We've already burned through the first 14 minutes together, and it's been...
Hey, he actually won a jersey.
He did win a jersey.
Don't ever interrupt me when I'm going to break.
Hey, I'm still talking about golf. You asked me to talk about golf.
Do you want stabbed in the neck? Golf.
Okay, go ahead, sorry.
It's going to be graphic in here shortly, so...
Whatever.
We're glad that you're hanging out and looking forward to the rest of our time together. Enjoy this little treat as we take a break. Be right back. Try to be better.
Words can't even express how much I freaking love this movie.
What's the name of this movie?
Karate Kid, man.
The original.
The Karate Kid. Not some Will Smith kid doing kung fu. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just mad about this. I refuse to watch it. My kids won't watch it. They're not allowed to watch it.
Now, what's the deal? There's a remake out?
There's a remake, yeah. And it's Will Smith's little kid. And he doesn't even freaking do karate. He does kung fu. And Jackie Chan's in it. I rest my case.
Why is Jackie Chan?
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, he's what? Mr. Miyagi.
Whatever. Now he's
Miyagi-Do. Miyagi-Do.
Miyagi-Do's dead, right?
Pat went on to the rising sun in the sky.
Mm, that's unfortunate. I love the Karate Kid movie. It always what's wrong with you?
That's what he does, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wax on. Yeah.
Yes.
Miyagi.
Yeah.
You have come out. Luck. Come
he's,
out
he's
here.
Singing. He gets all cranked in and he gets drunk.
I love drunk Asian.
Ah, Daniel-san.
Went out on the lawn. There arose such a clatter.
Miyagi. It's Sato.
I tell you, Karate Kid was a great movie because, like, when I was young watching that movie, it gave me hope. It gave me hope and dreams to know that, you know, if I get a Cobra Kai kind of situation going on, I could. Did you ever find yourself in a situation like when you're in school or ever, and you're thinking, you know, I don't have to know karate. If I can just make you think I know karate, like, it'll save me from a bit of a scuffle.
Did anybody ever do that? Like, did you have?
Let me just cop to something.
I used to say all the time, like, I know karate. You don't want to fight me.
Oh no! Listen, here's what happened.
What? Oh no!
So Karate Kid comes out. Here I'm gonna guess like kindergarten, first grade era, you know, time frame.
I'll check the numbers.
It was
on that.
Actually our junior year.
Junior year of high school.
I was 10 years off.
And so I can distinctly remember to this day, we lived in Amelia, okay?
Okay.
And it was in rougher times of my life. We lived at Tall Timbers. Trailer Park.
Oh, Tall Timbers. That's a lovely little place.
It's nothing
if you're
good.
Interested in meth.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So anyways, we lived there up until I was about 7 years old or something. Anyways, so I can remember to this day going to the Video Village with my dad. Okay, Video Village, is by Burger King on Beachmont.
1984.
Right, like next to 84. So I was six. So it was like kindergarten, first grade.
Yeah.
And so anyways, we go to Video Village. And I can remember this day, my mom had like a women's retreat. Yeah. And they had like at the Video Village, they had like a red circle tag and a yellow circle tag. Red was VHS. And yellow was Betamax.
Oh, Betamax was the best.
Yeah. If you want the VHS, you just grab the red tag, take it up.
Freaking love Beta.
Take it up to the cashier. He gets your movie for you. There you go. Boom, boom, boom. So anyways, me and Dad had got, you know, boys' night out at the old trailer house in Tall Timbers. And so we watched Karate Kid. I was like freaking obsessed with it from that point on. And so what I did was, number one, I told everybody from that point on that I knew karate.
So you just straight lied to everybody.
But
in your mind, you've seen the film, therefore you now know karate.
Did you think people bought it?
Well, let me just tell you what happened. So I wanted to. I always had a genuine interest in becoming a karate master.
Naturally.
And so
as most trailer park dreams.
Now you're just Kung Fu Panda.
Oh!
Is that a fat joke?
Yes. Yes, it was. No, it was.
All right.
He totally meant it to be a fat joke.
Let's arm wrestle.
Are pandas fat?
Huh?
Are pandas fat?
No. They're lovable.
They're handsome and muscular.
You should arm wrestle right now.
Huh?
Arm wrestle right now.
He'd lose.
Let's do it on the air.
I'll be terrible. I can't arm wrestle.
Oh, look. Oh, wow.
I'll do it.
You'll arm wrestle?
Yeah.
But let me finish my story, then I'm going to arm wrestle.
Well, this is the problem. You go around telling people you know karate and how to arm wrestle.
I'm going to arm wrestle.
I'm straight up saying,
tonight's show.
Go get a 2x4 and I'll kick it in half.
Whoa.
As well. Maybe I won't do that. But listen, so I got the next book fair that comes up.
Break your knee.
The next book fair.
Okay, I remember book fairs. Those are the best.
I get a book, and I think it was like titled Karate. Okay. had a red cover.
Aptly titled.
And it had a guy in a white karate gi flying through the air like a flying kick.
Right.
And the book, all, you know, no pictures, maybe a few, like, you know, black and white illustrations, but it was all like, you know how to do karate.
Right. So you bought the book at the book
fair. I bought the book. I scavenged through the book. for like a birthday, Christmas type situation, or maybe just for being a good boy, I get some karate pajamas.
Okay.
Oh no, you did.
A white karate gi, if you know what that is.
Yes, the jacket.
Okay? Like the Karate Kid outfit.
Right.
It's the pants, the jacket, the belt, the black belt. So I'm a black belt. So
did you have a dragon on the back of it?
Yeah.
Did you really?
Yeah.
For real?
For real.
So this is sixth grade.
No, it's no, kindergarten.
Junior year.
Oh, you were six,
I was 6 years old.
6 years old in first grade.
In the trailer park.
In the trailer park. And you're
telling
you're
everybody
freaking
that I knew karate and I was a black belt in karate. And so they're like, oh, yeah, they said the same thing as you. They scoffed.
Right.
You
know? Naturally. Because you're a freaking liar.
And so they go, I go, oh, okay, I'm a liar. And I go, come to my house after school, right?
Okay.
So they get this big gang of kids come to my house.
Right.
I will prove it to you.
I'll fight every one of you.
And so I go in the house.
How do you like roundhouse kicks?
And I come back out. My mom's like, what are you doing? I'm like, don't worry about it.
Yeah.
And
I got this handle, Ma.
Did you have your chest all pumped out when you
walked
out
there? I did. Ma,
you get back inside now, Ma.
Go make the meatloaf!
Make the meatloaf!
I never know what you're doing in there.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you know me, you know, I'm, you know, fairly husky kind of guy.
Not husky.
Always have been.
Like a panda.
And so, so I come busting out the screen door of the trailer
house.
You
had a screen door?
Yeah.
That seems unnecessary.
And I had the karate gi on.
Right.
Barefoot.
Right. Did you work?
And the kids are like,
oh, it's on now.
And like they're just like mouth agaped. You know, it was
did
like
you put
moment.
Baby powder on your feet to make it look like you chalk them?
No, I didn't do that.
See, if I'd have known you then, I'd have helped you.
I didn't do that. But I also had the Karate Kid
no,
headband.
No, you did.
I had the headband, the like white with the black. The
yes. Oh. Yeah. Like the, okay, so yeah. What happened?
So I went out there and they freaking believed me.
Who
and
wants
then,
some?
And nobody did.
Nobody.
Nobody did.
See, I'd have got some.
And so,
I'd have called you bluff.
Everybody just left.
No, they just like,
well, they,
you know,
did they
a
host
hero.
You up on their shoulders and sing and dance on the way out?
No, here's what happened.
Straight to the trailer
then,
park?
Then they wanted me to teach them karate.
Oh,
did
so
you?
You're at,
I taught
yeah.
them some moves.
Yeah, you did. Yes.
The first Ponzi scheme.
So I was teaching them karate in the trailer park.
Yeah, I'll do it right. For $5.
So after we got done. You
this
know,
is how I kick little Jimmy Johnson in the face. Hi-ya!
Riding bikes. And, you know, popping wheelies over, doing bunny hops over
right.
The speed bumps in the
oh,
trailer
yeah.
park.
And you were leading the pack.
And I was like, hey, you guys want to do some karate in the backyard? Yes.
Yeah.
So karate just, lessons ain't free.
Right.
Go get $5.
So, I mean, I was kissing girls in kindergarten, first grade.
Did
what
we just
do?
Become best friends?
Yes.
Yes. You want to do some karate in the backyard?
Yes.
Yep. That's awesome.
So you got to sell it, man.
On the count of three, name one male actor you would make out with. One, two, three.
Tom
John
Cruise.
Stamos.
I messed up. I thought we were being serious.
Oh. Oh, wow.
I mean,
that is
isn't little, that what they say in the movie?
I thought it was John Stamos.
It's John. Oh, okay. My bad. I was thinking of another movie that says that.
Right.
It says Tom Cruise.
Right. Or your journal.
Yeah.
your daily diary.
Dear diary.
Yeah. I would make out with Tom Cruise.
Speaking of, we got to pull this up before we go home tonight.
What?
Charles Mann. He did an interview. I'll just leave it at that. Charles Mann, you can do your Google magic over there.
Okay.
Lee, you ready to arm wrestle?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, hold on. Well, hold on a second. Oh, time out, mister. I run the segments.
You don't
get to just say, hey, you want
to
arm wrestle now? This is in the trailer park, okay? There's rules here.
Hey.
Now, what? Ladies and gentlemen, if you're just tuning into the show, you're about to participate in a historical moment. In which a black belt
yeah.
in fake karate,
karate
is about to arm
yeah,
wrestle Lee. Now, keep in mind, Lee is 45 years old.
46.
He's 45.
46.
He's 46 this year. He's 46 this year. He does have a fake elbow, yes. right? And so he's gonna, but it's bionic, so he's hardcore.
Right.
Get the microphone in my way.
That's right. You don't need the microphone for this.
When I slam his arm down, he's going
to
get hurt.
That's right. So I want you to sit back, folks, and we're listening.
Once you get some video of this, take
I
your,
will.
Take
I'll take
your
I'll take a video of this.
I pony in.
Okay. I'm going to now listen. This is good old fashioned arm wrestling amongst friends.
Right.
There'll be no. I'll meet you in the trailer park after this. You know,
oh yes, there will.
Scott's not going to disappear. Come out dressed in a bathrobe, ready to fight.
Meet you at the gas station in Buford.
Yes.
So I'm gonna do. I'll videotape this. I'm going to count to, you guys are going to hold, like you guys are going to lock arms.
We're gonna hold hands.
You guys will lock arms. I'll count to three, and then you'll go.
Oh, we got to get situated. We got to get situated here. Lee's getting his chalk, turning his hat on backwards.
I just want you to know that when you see the video of this happening in the studio, you're going to be very disappointed knowing that the studio is in my basement. No. And those are bins.
Your wrist isn't straight, pal.
Okay. All right, folks.
Ready? I don't know.
Here we go. One.
Hold your arm up.
Ready? One, two, three, go! Oh! Get him down. This is insane. Okay, Lee's holding on. Lee's got about a half an inch before he is done. Scott is a beast.
Do it.
Lee's coming back. Oh, he got him down. That's it.
It always happens. They think they're coming back and they give their last strength. And it just...
Scott is an animal. Oh, he eats babies. Look, he won't even acknowledge Lee. There it is. Nice job. Wow, that was intense. TPs and wigwams, that was intense. We're going to take a quick timeout so these guys can catch their breath. Scott is strong, but he is still overweight, and I think he's about to have a heart attack. So we're going to give him a chance to catch his breath, and we're gonna be right back.
That's horrible.
You're listening to the best show on podcast radio, streaming underground. A little yellow card there for you. The only one. Great song. I like Yellow Card.
Who are those guys?
Yellow Card is a, they're kind of like a Blink 182, kind of Blink 182 situation.
Are they faith based or no? Or?
No, not at all. I don't think so.
Okay.
I just think they're a solid band. I like all the stuff they got. And a huge Yellow Card fan. Thought we'd let them take
soccer?
Us out.
Like, is that a soccer reference? Yellow Cards?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yellow Card.
I don't know. Thought I'd let them take us out to break there.
What's the song that they play a lot of?
They don't get a lot of radio time.
There's one song that they play though.
I don't know. I mean, they've got a bunch of them here. Way Away or Ocean Avenue Collection. I don't know. Red Jumpsuit Apparatus is a great band as well. They're also referenced.
They're all right.
So good band. We had a good break there. Gave these guys a chance to get some water and catch some air. you were talking about book fairs.
Yeah.
And I remember when I was in school at the library, they'd have that book fair with the big portable. You know, they'd open them up and you could walk through. And I remember jacking my mom's money out of her coin purse to go up there and buy pencils, erasers, and you could purchase your Book It packet. Do you remember Book It?
Oh, yeah.
What's Book It?
Book It's awesome.
Book It was the best.
Free pizza, baby.
Free pizza from
Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut. A little personal pan.
Yep.
Yeah, deep dish pepperoni.
You got your little button that you wore on your shirt.
The big button.
And then you had to collect 5 stickers.
Yeah, all you had to do was summer reading. If you read a book and your mama said you did, you got a sticker. And the sticker went on the button. Now, my button was huge. It's about the size of a softball.
Oh, yeah.
And it was hologram, right? If the book would open, book would close. Book would open.
I don't know anything about that.
You didn't have Book It?
No. Well, I did have Send a Mouse to College. You know about that
send
situation?
Send a Mouse to College.
Oh, my gosh.
Send a Mouse to College.
Do you know that?
I do not know anything about this.
You don't remember this?
No.
Yeah, you had you took up donations and sponsors to Send a Mouse to College.
Yeah, and then they'd have a big
what mouse? What
program
what's this?
In the
understand.
Gym.
You'd win, you'd win prizes, right?
Yeah, and then they'd have a mouse down there going through a maze.
I don't know anything about this.
And that was supposedly the mouse you were sending to college.
He
was never too smart.
Well, I don't want to say this for sure, but I think that Then they like.
It was for research.
Yeah, it was obsessing the mouse off to give it cancer and crap. Like they had like this little pamphlet they gave you as a kid.
Hey, this mouse has got AIDS.
It's like a, it's a mouse and it's got like a little briefcase and like books in its hand. Yeah. And like a little outfit on.
You're not going to study.
It's got a whole backstory. You know?
Like you're like, yes, it's a mouse of college.
His father died when
Mom,
he was at a young age.
$25 to go get this mouse killed.
We're going to go test eye makeup on it.
Yeah. But we're going to have great shampoo when we're done. Thank you, Perk Plus. Remember Perk Plus?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, I remember as a kid we used to have to shop at like CVS kind of situation where you're always getting like you know Pert Plus or Head and Shoulders, you know, just always cheap shampoo. I hate living up in the ghetto.
Head and Shoulders stepped their game up, man. They got some sponsorships.
We got Palomalo, right?
Palomalo.
Yeah,
they
got some big.
Joe Mauer, maybe.
Yeah, got some big name folks happening there. Yeah, a couple of things I want to talk about tonight is. You know, if we could direct our conversation a little bit.
Corn dog commercial.
Do you guys...
I can't get enough of that.
What corn dog commercial?
I sent it to
Facebook. Oh, yeah. The corn... gosh. No, this corn dog commercial is ridiculous. One thing I do want to talk about a little more on the information side of things, not so much the entertainment side of things, but this earthquake that happened in D.C. You know, did you guys feel this?
No, I was driving.
I didn't. I think I was at home.
Okay.
Actually, I think I was cutting my grass.
50% of the people in Cincinnati said they felt it.
I think it's bull.
I think I think it's total bull. But I don't know. But here's the thing. They were talking about how this earthquake, you know, and how people are putting up pictures of the damage and, you know, how it rocked the East Coast. And people at the West Coast were just completely ripping people. Did you see this? Because, like,
because they're like, oh, it's just a 5.9.
Yeah, they're like, I eat 5.9 for breakfast, you know? And then people putting pictures up. One of the best was on the Today Show. They were, like, posting pictures of post-earthquake damage. And but it was people on the West Coast making fun of folks. And it was, like, a picture of an office. The picture was tilted, and the yogurt cup was flipped over. And they're like, we will always remember, you know, the earthquake, whatever the date was. Oh, my gosh.
Did you hear that, like the earthquake, a 5.9 here is, like, equivalent to, like, 9 or 10 of their equivalent?
Really?
Yeah, because 5.9 here would be like a 10 there because we have the mountains, all the mountainous regions, and it's flat over there.
Okay, so it's just like hardcore when it hits here.
Yeah.
But no one was injured, right?
I don't think so.
I think it was just a...
a fatality.
I think it come from Obama's fault.
Fatality.
Obama did it.
It was Obama's fault?
Yeah. That's what calls the earthquake.
I saw some funny stuff online, people talking about it was Obama's fault, but he was going to blame Bush anyway.
It was going to be Bush's fault.
I thought that was a pretty good one. Then it said, no, it was just the founding fathers turning in their graves.
Yeah.
That was a pretty decent one. I don't know. I the reason I bring this story up is because I was just surprised at how many people overreacted to this. You know, it's... these things happen, and people just have this overwhelming sense to immediately react and respond to this kind of stuff.
I bet if you called 10 people right now randomly in Mount Orb and go, this is Brown County Press. We just want to get your opinion on the recent earthquake that just happened at 6 o'clock tonight. And we just want to know, did you actually feel it? I guarantee at least half of them would say
you
that.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Man,
ever since this earthquake situation, I will never climb a ladder again. I am scared to death climbing ladders now.
You fell off, huh?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my goodness.
But getting back to, like, pretending like you're the Brown County Press and calling people.
Yeah, yeah.
I used to do that as a prank call.
Oh, nice.
I used to call random people at, like, 2 o'clock in the morning and say that I was from Channel 12 News and I was doing a poll question. And you wouldn't believe how many people would actually answer legitimately at 2 o'clock in the morning.
That
you
would be,
tell.
Oh, my gosh. I think we found our next segment.
You could tell, like, people just woke up and they're like, hello. Hi, this is Rob Braun from Channel 12 News. I was just calling to see what are your thoughts on the Cincinnati Bengals this year.
We're gonna start a new segment for Lee. I think we may have found an idea here for sure. But anyway, this whole earthquake business, I had to bring it up, talk about it because I was just shocked at the amount of press coverage it was getting.
Oh yeah,
people were going nuts over it. So anyway, you know, listen, if you were affected by this earthquake, get over yourself because it wasn't anything spectacular, you know. Yeah. Now,
I sneezed and missed it.
Yeah, I was going to say, let me know when this thing puts a huge crack down your house and someone falls in it. So anyway, earlier Scott made reference to Charles Mann.
Yeah.
And we have this interview And we're gonna take a few minutes and enjoy this and see what this is all about here.
You look very, very impressive, and I'm married happily, and I ain't into that. But anyway, you look fantastic.
Isn't that the most bizarre? Listen to that again.
Oh my God.
You look very, very impressive, and I'm married happily, and I ain't into that. But anyway, you look fantastic.
Why would you need to say that you're happily married to another dude?
Wow.
I mean, if you see a pretty girl on the street and you're like, hey, I mean, I would never do this, but like Lee probably would. He'd be like, look, I'm not trying to be weird here.
Lee's done this before.
But you have beautiful eyes. I'm happily married. Don't get me wrong. I don't want to come across creepy.
Right.
But like you would never say it to a dude.
Hold on.
just so we don't get the wrong idea, I am married.
Hold time out. Time out.
You look very, very impressive, and I'm married happily, and I ain't into that. But anyway, you look fantastic.
That guy was literally having a gay meltdown right then, right there. Basically saying,
totally straight.
Yeah, you looked impressive tonight, but what I really mean is I basically want to have gay love with you, but I'm not going to say anything offensive about homosexuality because I'm not homosexual because I'm happily married.
I'm totally straight.
Totally straight.
Totally straight.
This is insane.
Look at the guy on the right.
Oh, the guy on the right's like, what is happening here? This is ridiculous.
You know what he's saying? He's thinking in his head, oh man, this is going to be so awesome when I tell people this in the locker room.
Media
this
meltdown.
This is
going to
be great.
Charles Mann will have you know that he's totally straight. On the sidelines with a mic for last night's Washington-Indianapolis game, former Redskins Charles Mann complimented the heck out of safety Laron Landry as O.J. Atagwi?
Africa. Just say Africa.
Yeah, Africa took it all in. That was racist, by the way.
What'd you say took it all in?
Took it all in. That's right. talking about how he looked fantastic. But wait. Not like that. He's happily married to a woman, totally straight, no homo, apparently.
I am definitely not.
Tipster.
That's quality writing, by the way. That is journalism.
That's great journalism.
No homo.
Yeah, but anyway, tipster Jonathan says, man, silent reporting was awful, but it got really weird. really weird with the laundry exchange. Some of the most awkward TV I've seen in a while.
Awesome.
Says this reporter.
We need to put that on the website.
This is great. This is absolutely incredible.
You look very, very impressive, and I'm married happily, and I ain't into that. But anyway, you look fantastic.
What did he just say?
Boy, quit tripping.
Yeah, he's like, I'm about to punch you straight in the face. You know, I know karate. I learned it from Scott Trent.
This is one of them guys you got to watch out for in the locker room.
Man, that is insane.
Hopefully he ain't going to be in a locker room doing interviews.
What happened to him? I mean, he's on national television, right? This is ESPN, I'm sure.
He's starstruck.
There's no way that's starstruck.
I mean look at
the guy. He does have a nice chest.
I think what he was trying to say was like, you look fantastic out there. You know, you're in shape. You're looking good.
But then
you
can clearly see that guy didn't play in the game.
No, right. I think what was happening is he fell apart. He was trying to, you know, he's trying to compliment him. But then he's like, oh, my God, this is being received wrong. And then so I'm going to try to fix this real quick by bringing up the fact that I'm happily married.
I'm happily married.
Because if I wasn't happily married.
Right.
You're so handsome.
Yeah, it was a situation.
You're so handsome. Look at your lips.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, you really can fill out a body armor T-shirt.
This is insane. This is just...
I love your hat backwards
very,
and to the
very
side.
I
love your smile.
I love your eyes. This is insane.
I like the way you comb
I
your
like
hair.
The way you
I like the stylish clothes you wear. It's just the little things you do. It makes me want to get with you.
Oh my
check,
goodness.
Baby, check, baby. 1, 2, 3, 4.
All I
want
to do with...
Boom, zoom, zoom, and a boom, boom.
Just shake your rump.
Oh, my goodness. Anyway, I don't know if in case you've missed that, folks, you can just go to deadspin.com and check out the Charles Mann Will Have You Know article.
And Rex in effect.
Yeah, incredibly
rump
impressive.
Shaker.
Investigate that.
Oh, my goodness.
Crime scene.
So it's been an interesting show tonight. We've covered everything. So far, we've covered everything from earthquakes to karate to... an obvious ESPN gay meltdown. And I think the only thing that'll top it off right now is going to be Lee.
Yes.
Give us some sports news, bruh. What's going on?
Just happy to report that the MOCC softball team coming second place in the league.
Second place in the league.
Second place.
Now, what's that earn you?
Shirts, T-shirts. And I will. I thought about wearing it tonight, but
that's
all
right.
I went with this.
Save it for a special occasion.
It won't be braggadocious.
Yeah, yeah. And usually, you know, I don't get them until they're wore out.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Who's the star of the team?
Probably our shortstop.
That would have been Lee Dunford.
Nope.
Not
me.
Who?
So we got a guy named Brian Randall on there. He's pretty good defensively.
Okay.
Hit a few home runs.
Yeah. Okay. Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's big.
Thank you.
Now, what else is going on in the world of sports? Something a little more on the professional side of things.
The Bengals.
That's terrible.
I'm just going to say, if your punter is the star of the game, both preseason games, your team ain't going to do too well this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And their punter was the player of the game for them, both.
So who's your pick this year? What team's looking real good? Somebody you want to follow all the way?
I don't follow anybody but the Bengals.
Really, you're diehard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
Reds and Bengals. I can't. It just seems weird to me to
root for somebody else.
Yeah,
all right.
I've always been like that.
Scotty,
but I will say the Colts. I mean, they have to be.
No.
Or not the Colts. The Patriots.
No,
the Patriots have to be.
Peyton got a broke neck. He might be out like 8 weeks. Maybe
what happened to him?
12 weeks.
What happened?
He got some kind of surgery, like a neck replacement. I don't know.
Neck replacement. Of course, he's rich.
I think Philly's looking good this year.
And now he's Philly? Doing sideline interviews.
Doing interviews, yeah. Yeah, that was, yeah. So Philly's the team to watch this year, huh?
Possibly.
Okay.
You think so?
They got a lot of new
I think
new
England. New England's going to win the Super Bowl 24-7.
You heard it here.
Yes.
There it is, 24-7. Anyway, great show. Glad you guys are with us tonight.
Put your name on it.
You know, I just want each and every one of you to know something very important.
I love you.
I want you to listen to me when I say this. Because I have an important message for you, each and every listener.
You look very, very impressive, and I'm married happily, and I ain't into that. But anyway, you look fantastic.
All of you look fantastic. All of you.
Handsome.
We're happily married.
Muscular.
And so we just want you to know that you look very, very impressive. You guys have been great hanging out with us tonight. Hope you've had a lot of fun. Don't forget to check us out on Facebook and over at mysenseradio.com/streamingunderground. It's been a good show.
You're the best around. I just want to say that.
You guys are all the best around. We'll see you soon. Have a great week. Until next time, we're Streaming Underground.